Hi, YouTube family. It's been a few days since we've posted. The Lord has had us in intercession. And last night I did receive a vision and a word, basically. So it is March the 20th, 2015. And last night in prayer, the Lord invited me to dance with him as he usually does in a large ballroom filled with brides, and I saw that I was in my bridal gown. A few minutes after that, I saw President Putin loading a revolver, bullet by bullet, putting bullets in the chamber. And then he lifted it up and he aimed at the heart of the Statue of Liberty. And there was an American flag flying in front of the statue. I didn't see anything beyond that. That's exactly what I saw. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how can you be here in this beautiful and joyous setting, dancing and enjoying your bride when the terrors of war are approaching? You know, this is something I really haven't understood for a while. And so it was a nice opportunity for me to ask him this. He looked deeply into my eyes, so there was no mistaking who I was dancing with or talking to. And he said, because I am undiminished. I can be fully present in both places because I am not diminished in any way ever. I am the fullness of my Godhead dancing with you and in the fullness of my Godhead preparing for war. And that was the extent of his spoken message. You know, and certainly we're finite human creatures. We really don't understand how this could happen. I guess you could say God multitasks. He has the capability to do everything and to have his full attention on everything and to be fully engaged in everything that he's doing because he's omnipotent and everywhere all at once without being diminished in any way. So he didn't give me any timing on this. That was the extent of the vision. And in the meantime, I pray that the Lord keeps your heart in peace. Be ready, because we don't know the day or the hour. But I am believing, continue to believe in the previous words, that there will be an incident in Miami. There will be a nuclear event in Miami, and that will be the signaling of the day of the rapture. And just to make one thing clear, we don't know the day or the hour, and I don't think the enemy even knows the day or the hour of the incident in Miami, because that can change from second to second. I do want to share with you the scripture the Lord gave me, because I did go to him for a scripture in my Bible to asking him for verification of the message. And of course, my husband went through it thoroughly. Not one of all the oracles shall remain unfulfilled, but everything shall take place in the time appointed for it. For I know and believe that whatever God has spoken will be accomplished. It shall happen, and not a single word of the prophecies shall prove false. And that's in Tobit chapter 14, if you have the New Jerusalem Bible. I really enjoy that version. So the Lord bless you all. Please pray for us. We do need your prayers, that we can stay on target and stay accurate. The reason it took me a few days to get this out is I was under correction for something having to do with, you know, just living situations and what have you. And I've got my faults just like everyone else. And he tends not to talk to me when I'm doing something that isn't pleasing to him to get my attention. So I've repented. I've been restored. And this is your message. So if you want to hear uninterrupted messages, I do need your prayers. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you and keep you in his perfect peace until that day.